Peace, goddesses. Peace, gods. This is another episode of Convos with Living Legends. This is the God with many visions. I know it's been a minute. I haven't done an episode in quite some time. But today, the God is back. I'm truly excited. This is season 3, episode 31. And today, I have a very special guest. This queen, I'm very fond of this queen. True supporter of everything I got going on, and I support her right back. Today, we have the queen herself, Chantel Jovan. What's going on, queen?
Hey, God.
How you doing, queen? Please introduce yourself. Let the people know what you got going on.
Well, my name is Chantel Jovan, owner of a t-shirt company, custom t-shirt company, called Sapphires Custom Creations. I also create self-care boxes. What else I have going on? I pretty much teach other people how to turn their story into an asset and not have it be a liability. What else? I feel like I'm the jack of all trades. I am the light to get you to the bridge, to get you over that bridge when feeling stuck, when feeling unloved, when feeling unmotivated. I am your girl. I have created a platform, Utopia. Utopia, which is a perfect society. People will argue that there is no perfect society, and the perfect society, it starts with your mind. You know, it starts with your mind. What else?
Don't forget about your podcast.
Oh, my podcast. Yes, I also have a podcast called Telly's House of Stories, From Pain to Gain. I started that podcast just to strengthen my voice. You know, at first it started me just, it's basically for me, but it's also for the world. You know, I just talk about how I once was lost, but, you know, now I'm pretty much found, to sum it up.
That's what I'm talking about. It's something distinct that you just said. You created a platform called Utopia. Please expound on that.
Well, I learned that word back in high school. You know, what they people will ask you, you know, what is utopia? And again, utopia is a perfect society. Again, people will argue that nothing happens in a perfect society. Everybody is just happy and things just run so smoothly. No one wants to live in a perfect society, people says. And I says, you know, says who? You know, we all have our own utopia. Utopia is what you create for yourself. You create the life that you want, and it all starts with your mindset. Living in a utopia is living with all of your dreams and all of your desires and watching them come to life. Living in a utopia, you are happy, you are at peace. Your peace is what causes you to live in a perfect society. So that sums up like what a perfect society pretty much is. It's what you create, it's what you allow.
Well, I'll ask you this. With utopia, when I hear utopia, it sounds like utopia is a platform where you try to nurture people's mental, spiritual, and emotional state. Am I correct, or am I getting warmer?
No, you're correct. It's a community. Like, it's your tribe. A utopia for me is you going through bad things and then just coming out on top. You know, you don't have to sit or be where you're at. You know, a lot of us, we live a fated life and not a destined life. So that's what my utopia, you know, that's what utopia means for me. Not living a fated life, but living your destined life. Living the life that you want and not the life that someone else wants you to have.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Why is it imperative for us as melanin beings to empower ourselves mentally, spiritually, and emotionally?
Because it's healthy. You can't get to your next level without it. It's very imperative. It's very important to break these generational curses, you know, to I know for me, it's for my daughter. You know, it's for my, you know, when my daughter decides to have a family, and it's for the culture. It's for us. No more shackles, you know?
What's so dope about all of this, what I hear you saying is that heal people can heal people instead of hurt people hurting people. Because for far too long in our communities, we've been hurting each other for no reason, for no apparent reason. We're still trying to figure out because of all the mental shackles that we've been held against. That's held us back from our greatness. And the way you're speaking, it seems like you're in the healing process of, you're in the process of healing yourself. And as you continue to heal, you want to heal others as you're healing. And I like that.
Yeah. Because, and that's the thing, it took me a while to realize I didn't know I was a healer. You know, I didn't know, you know, my story, my pain, my trauma would be used to heal and to help somebody else. You know, I've always thought my story was for me and for me alone. And it's not for me. It's for that next person. It's for that little boy or for that little girl. Because if I can, you know, help them now without them having to go through it when they're in their late 30s, 40s, or whatever, you know, I'm going to do whatever it is I can do. Because it's not fun. It's not fun not knowing which way to turn or constantly, you know, feeling alone. It sucks. And I know firsthand how much it sucks.
So when did you discover your healing powers?
I think I discovered my healing powers probably, I want to say, a good 2 years ago. Like, I feel like I always had it, but I didn't really embrace it until about a good two years ago when I started to heal myself after, you know, having my last panic attack, you know? And I said, oh, and it wasn't about even healing anybody else. It's like, oh, I started to, you know, heal myself. And I'm like, okay, so if I can heal myself, I can heal, you know, other people. And then the moment I started feeling better, the moment I started doing the work, that's when all the other people were saying, well, how did you do this? How did you do that? Hey, I need your help. And then it was just like a domino effect after that.
But, you know, like you just said, you got to heal yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to work on self before you can love anyone else, before you can heal anyone else, before you can help anyone else. Because my thinking is that at this moment in time, I have a lot of love for myself. I have enough love for myself to love someone else, but still love myself first and foremost.
Yeah. You know,
as a parent, I got to take care of myself so my babies could be straight. Because if I can't take care of myself, how can I take care of my babies?
Right.
So, like, for me, you know, I feel like it's so imperative that we continue as a people to continue to work on our mental health, continue to work on our spiritual health, our emotional health. And it's such a beautiful thing to see people in our communities are starting to appreciate or starting to take advantage of these healing sessions for their mental, their spiritual, and their emotional. Yeah. You know? How far do you see this going for us as a people?
Far. Like, it's limitless. Like, that, and that's one of my words. Like, I see it going far. I see it be, it's contagious. That's how far I see it going. You know, like the movie Fallen, you just touch and it just pass on to the next. To the next person.
You know, so I ask you this, Queen, give us a little backstory of where you come from, you know, what you've been through, you know, whatever you feel like sharing and what got you here to this point.
It's funny because I've been working on that. So where did it start? Like, and I always say, like, it's a roadmap. And, like, at first, you know, it started out innocent, and then things started to happen. Hurt happened, you know, in my life. Trauma happened at a very young age. And growing up, I always felt alone. Although I had a big family, you know, I had three brothers and three sisters, I was the last child and, you know, the baby. I always felt like I was the forgotten one, the one that was pretty much the one that was left behind. I look at my past now and I realize everything has a starting point and some not so good. Most of my life, like I said, I felt alone, lost, confused about who I was, where I was going, and just why didn't I fit in, you know, causing me to question everything, causing me to overthink, which turned into depression and anxiety. The more and more I swept things under the rug, the more I just felt myself just slipping away. It was to the point where I attempted taking my own life.
Thank God that didn't work.
Thank God, you know, I started to just really get to the root of things, and I had to figure some things out because not belonging was bugging the hell out of me. Like I was just like, why don't I fit in? Why was I attracting these things? Why was I attracting these people? Why does certain things keep happening to me? And the short answer was because I allowed it. You know, I never even asked for help. You know, I was ashamed. I was afraid. I felt alone. And all of those answers, you know, they were my truth. So I started to do the work. I started to meditate. I started reading, journaling. I even sought counseling. And in order for me to do those things, I had to trust again. I had to open up my heart and I had to open up my mind. And once I started to do the work, you know, that's when the shift started to happen. I had to cut certain relationships off. I surrounded myself with like-minded people, such as yourself.
Talk that talk, mama.
Like, yeah, such as yourself. You know, I was able to start businesses, you know, not just one. I was able, when I started my first t-shirt business in the first 6 months, I was able to make $15,000 a month. And like ever since then, like now I teach other people how to start a t-shirt business from home. I teach others how to build business credit. I now help others to just get unstuck, and I encourage others to live their best life. And it starts with them. You know, it legit starts with you. I wish I could say it starts with mommy. It starts with daddy. No, it legit just starts with you. That's just it.
You sound like Jilly from Philly. Living Jilly life like you're golden.
Period.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's what it is. Like, I'm loving it.
What helped you define your stride, your power, your what's the word I'm looking for? Your juju.
What helped me the most is knowing that I wasn't alone. That I would say helped me the most, to know that there was a bunch of Me Toos out there. And another thing that helped me is like, okay, they say you're not supposed to like minimize, you know, your story, but there's always somebody who has it worse than you. So that's what helped me.
Everything I'm hearing is like, excuse me, it's wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we help our community to start taking responsibilities, not responsibilities per se, but how do we help our community to start healing their traumas, start putting in that work in themselves, start seeing their greatness? How can we do that? How can we go about helping our people do that?
How can we help people? Because
think about
because
it.
Because my answer, like my first answer would be like they would have to help themselves first. Because that's all I've been talking about is okay, well, it's me just keep telling my story. Everybody tell their story. That's how you help people. Like, that's the only way you can help people, because you are then the expert, you know, with your story. So I would say, for starters, is, you know, telling your story, getting on, you know, taking center stage, whatever that looks like for you. And I'm not talking about like maybe not an auditorium stage. It can be a one-on-one, an audio room, or just going live, just being bold, just doing the damn thing, as if as my mentor likes to say, just doing it and doing it boldly.
Now that's the key word you said is boldly. Don't be afraid. Don't shy away from your greatness. Don't shy away to let people know this is well. This is what you stand for.
Because that's what they want, you know, and that's that fear, and fear isn't real. You know, fear hates movement. So you just got to move. You know, you just got to move. You know, it's your roadmap matters. Your roadmap matters.
Facts. Facts, 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 facts.
Because, like with your roadmap, like, that's the only thing you can really go off of is your roadmap. Because my roadmap, I can now quantify by looking at my roadmap, at all the people I help, you know, at all the things I did. And the great thing about the roadmap is it's also people that have helped me and the people that helped them before. Like, I discovered that everything is just everything, and what will be, and I was like, Lauryn Hill, cue music. Like, thank you for the bars. Like, everything outside of that, like, I have no control over. I had to realize I can't do it all, and I don't have control. I can't control what I can't control.
No, that's a fact. No, that's totally a fact. What had happened is, what I noticed about myself, I can't speak for others. What I noticed about myself is I would live too much in the past, and I would either live too much in the past, live too much in the future, but never lived in the present.
Yeah. And that's what causes the depression and the anxiety, because it's like the depression is keep reliving the past. The anxiety is always worried about the future. It's like, nope, we're not living in the now. Like, I just need, if you just focus on the now and you focus on the things that's just what's in front of you, not the step ahead of you, not the step behind you, just what's right now in the present, I think you will be okay.
And I totally agree. And it's all up to us, for each and every one of us individually, to start saying what work we need to put within ourselves to attain the greatness within ourselves, attain the God, you know what I mean? Unearth the God within us. Or Goddess, you know. But to me, the woman is the original God. The melanin woman is the original God. You know what I mean? There's not a color, creed, or race of person she cannot give birth to. You know, so like, y'all the it, y'all been the shit from day one, so. But I digress. Y'all didn't hear that from me.
I heard it.
You heard it? You heard it. You know. What's so dope is all these platforms you've created, from your Sapphire custom creation. What spawned that?
The pandemic. The pandemic.
You mean the plandemic?
Huh? The plandemic, the pandemic. That birthed that was actually my first business, April of 2020. Being home, being, you know, not having an outlet. So I, at first, you know, Sapphire Custom Creation, it started out as just a hobby, and then I was like, oh, I can make some money. You know, I can be in everybody's home. You know, I can give it was just the gift of giving. It really wasn't about me making any money, but it was just really about me just keeping my head above water. That's what birthed Sapphire's custom creations.
Well, here's another thing I asked. What inspired you to start with your podcast?
What inspired me to start with my podcast? I think that was the easiest way for me to just activate my voice again. It was less intimidating, just having to throw on the camera, get all dialed up, and, you know, post it on YouTube. It was just an intimate setting, and I just talked. And that was a form of, that was my therapy. That was my journaling.
What's so dope about your podcast is how vulnerable you are in telling your stories. How it's like you do a lot of soul searching from the episodes I've heard. And I must say, you know, this gave me a window, like a deeper look into the woman that you are. And that podcast is dope. And the topics that you speak on, oh man, impeccable. Like, where do you see yourself going with this podcast? Because you can go places, Queen. Like, because I feel like it's not, what I like about your podcast is it's not the amount of time. It's like, it could be an episode could be 5 minutes, an episode could be 10 minutes. But that 5-10 minutes is worthwhile due to the fact of how you're sharing your vulnerabilities, how you're being, you know, empathetic to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and at times even taking accountability for the actions that put you in certain situations. And I gotta say, that's what, you know, listening to that first episode, that's what drawn me to listen to the second, the third, and so on and so forth, till I listened to the whole podcast. And I'm like, wow, this shit is lit.
Oh, appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, like, where do I see the podcast going? I don't know, because it's just, I'm just regular smegula. Like,
now you can't do that to yourself, Queen, saying you're regular.
I mean, that's that humble.
What makes you regular?
I'm humble. Like, I am, because I'm regular. I'm an ordinary person just doing extraordinary things.
But you don't hear this podcast, the title, Convos with Living Legends. So everybody that I bring on is a living legend. So I'm conversing with a living legend. So what makes you regular if you're a living legend?
I don't know. I you say I'm a living legend. I appreciate that. I take that. I wear that. But to me, I'm just me.
Yeah, you just you, all right. you all right. So what birthed to get the idea, the ideology of the gift box? Because the gift box is so, like, I bought a gift box for my daughter, and my daughter can't stop talking about it.
The self-care box, that box, it, what birthed that was just the things that helped me along my journey. Without a lot of those, and that's why I needed to make it like a subscription box, because a lot of things in that box, not a lot of things in that box, everything in that box, you know, helped me, you know, start my healing journey. Things that I wish I had a long time ago. You know, the sage and even my t-shirts. It's just like the birthing is like, we don't pour into ourselves. So that's the easiest way I can put that. Like, we have to take care of self, and these items is like, here you go, because you need it. You know, this is what helps me. So maybe it will help you. And that makes me happy to hear that your daughter, like, really loves the box, because you told me something, and that this is why I do it, for people who feel like all is lost, or, you know, they feel like they have nowhere to turn, or some things may be like their fault or just out of their control. And it's never your fault. And I had to understand that, you know, shit happens, things happen. But it's what we do after those traumatic things. And that's what birthed that self-care box.
Man, everything I'm hearing is dope. And kudos to you. I rocks with you. You know, like we say in the hood, I fucks with you.
You know, it's all love over here.
You know what I mean? Because you're doing a lot of great things, and you stand out as a healer, as a leader, as a teacher. Because, like the phrase says, each one teach one, and you're really going about it. You're really going about your way to do that. And when I think about your platform, Utopia, you know, it's so dope. What is Utopia? What is this platform? What kind of platform it is? And how can people get to this platform to gain their own utopia?
Well, Utopia is where you see yourself. It's you building your own community. It's you building your own tribe. To get there, you just have to just start. That's the first thing. Like you just have to start and get to the root of things, because a utopia is something that's perfect. It's something that's gonna last forever, and that's what's between, you know, your two ears, which is your mind. But if you're trying to get there, you know, you can reach out to me directly. You can reach out to me directly, because it's all about no one left behind. Male, female, boy, girl. Like, it's just no one left behind. No girl left behind. No boy left behind. Just come inside and let's just build something great. That's just it. You know, just building something great, you recreating the world as you see fit.
The world is yours.
The world is yours. It's in the palm of your hand. Like it's there for the taking.
You better act like you know.
Better, because we come in squad deep.
We already on this journey. We ain't playing with people. This is not a game.
It's not a game. This is very much real life.
You know, with everything our people have gone through, you know, when we take it back to our earliest of ancestors, you know, them, you know, not being them being enslaved folks until now, right? Mm-hmm. And you already know the emotional, spiritual, and the emotional, spiritual, psychological, and mental health from our earliest ancestors to now hasn't been the best. But I do see people in our generation and people in our children's generation where they're actually putting in the work. They mm-hmm. actually trying to heal themselves. They actually trying to be the best version of themselves. They actually trying to break that bondage, that chain mm-hmm. that's kept this this cycle going within their families. And to see that most of these folks, they are actually taking the initiative to do that is so effing dope to me. To those who have not yet embarked on such a journey, what would you say to these folks to convince them that it's important and it's imperative to heal those three aspects of our lives?
To just trust your gut, trust your intuition. Because I was talking about this the other day. Go with your intuition, because your intuition, that's your ancestors. That's, you know, you get that little nudge, push. I would say to just start and go with your intuition and just know, like, to know that you have these ancestors, to know that you have your spirit guides, your guides and goddesses, you know, working with you, that alone should just make you just stand 10 feet taller. So I would say trust yourself, and give yourself some grace.
Ashe. You know, I don't think we do enough of that, giving ourselves grace.
Yeah, I don't. That's something that we all need to work on, you know?
We give others grace before we give ourselves grace.
Yeah, and that's not good. I don't do that no more, though. I don't do that. I don't do that no more. You have to take care of yourself first. There's no negotiating when it comes to that. There's no negotiating. Nobody else comes before you do.
Well, I'm about to ask you a series of questions. These questions, they don't have to be long. They don't have to be short neither. You can expound on them if you like. But I'm just going to ask a series of questions, and you just answer them to the best of your abilities. What would you tell our parents' generation at this moment in time?
Pretty much. Shoot, I told my mom, thank you. You did the best that you could, but I got it from here.
Say that. And what would you tell our generation? You know, we the cool kids. What would you tell us cool kids? Those who haven't embarked on that journey as of yet.
That haven't embarked on the journey?
Yeah.
Get it together. get it together, because time is ticking, and there's people waiting for you. There's people waiting for your story.
Okay. So now, same question, but for our babies now. You know, we cannot expect our babies to start taking the journey, but what would you tell them to aid them on getting into that journey and start seeing that it's important to put themselves to, you know, go through these journeys in life? Gotta make you think.
Yeah. What would I tell? Like, I tell my daughter now, just take it one day at a time. Don't be so quick to go nowhere fast.
And here's another series of questions, and this one is gonna blow your mind off.
Oh goodness!
What would you at this current moment tell your 10-year-old self, and what would you at this current moment tell your 50-year-old self? So I'm telling you to look back to your past with the knowledge you have. What would you share with your 10-year-old self, and with the knowledge you have, what would you tell your 50-year-old self as you look into the future?
Oh goodness, my younger self. I would tell my younger self that it's okay. I would tell her that it's okay. I don't know. This is still work, because I work on that inner child. I work on that inner child, not often, but that just it's okay, and you're stronger than you ever thought you were. And as far as you said, my 51-year-old self.
Yeah, 15 above.
What
was it? Ill for like?
No, not like it's like because I'm thinking like, because you talk. I gotta think about my 50s.
I mean, what advice would you give her ahead of time, knowing that you get there in a matter of 2 decades and things of that nature.
What would I tell her? that's tough. It's not. I'm not saying it's tough, but I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, listen, my job is to make your mind move.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that, because I've been so focused on, you know, the now. So not thinking about my 51-year-old self. I would say just look how far we've come, you know.
Yeah, we've come a long, long way. And
it's not over.
No, it's far from over.
Yeah, be my 51-year-old self, it's not over.
It's not over.
Me, my 51-year-old self, I'll be thinking life is just beginning for me all over again.
Man, talk that talk, mama. Talk that talk. You know, my thing is, you know, having wonderful people like yourself on this podcast, the reason why I titled it Convos with Living Legend is that what we don't realize, there's a lot of us who are actually putting in the work, who are actually creating things. We are actually doing things to make our communities proud of what we're doing. So I come to the conclusion, with everything us as melanin people have gone through, endured, really and truly, we are all our superstars. But we just don't see that, because we're so stuck to the mental what's that called? It's not would I say mental per se, but we so caught up with the fluff, with the exterior shit, and we not even concerned about the interior.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on in the interior?
Yeah. Because if you don't focus on the interior, that's the main thing you have to focus on, the things that you can't even see. Like the things that you can't see. And that's the inside. And that's why it scared me the most. Like, I don't know what's going on with my insides, but I know it ain't right. You know, I know something's not right. And you got to tap into that superpower. Because everybody has a superpower.
That is true. That is true. That's why I realized my superpower, I can inspire people through the power of my words. I can inspire people through the power of my words. And that's why I realized that was my superpower. What is your superpower?
I would say almost the same thing, you know, with my words, because I don't talk much, but when I do talk, I damn sure have something to say. You know, they say, you know,
they're going to hear you and hear you well.
Right. So when I do speak, I suggest you be quiet, you know, because Telly don't talk a lot. You know, Telly don't talk unless she really has something to say.
So you want their full undivided attention.
Yeah. You better listen, because you're going to miss something.
Okay.
Because I'm not the one to really repeat myself. You miss it. You miss it now. Next time I'm going to have to charge you.
No, don't charge me, please.
Because you listen, people can't afford the things that we do now. We already been shortchanging ourselves. So
you ain't never lie, man. You ain't never lie. I just want you to know, over here, we celebrate you. We honor you. We manifest continued greatness for you as you continue on in your journey of life. So, with all that being said, and everything we spoke on, where do you see yourself 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road with everything that you've created thus far?
I see myself doing the same thing. Like, repeat, you know what they say, rinse and repeat. I see myself just being impeccable with everything I do. Like, I consider myself an expert now. But it's just going to be to the 10th power. I see an empire being built. I see change. I see change, and it's just going to be a revolving door that just doesn't stop, because it hasn't stopped yet. So it's only up from here.
Well, that's a fact. And what is one thing you would like to tell our listeners, not only our listeners, but tell anybody, you know, anybody that's listening, or our community per se, our melanin community? What would you like to tell our brothers and sisters from the community?
Give yourself some grace. You know, it's the things that you want, you have to put in the work for, because it's not going to happen overnight. So just keep doing the work. Just keep doing the work, and it will surely pay off. I promise you.
Well, I'm going to say this to everyone who've come on Convos with Legends including you. I appreciate every single one of you guys. I appreciate you, Queen, for coming on in the check-in. You didn't have to. You weren't obligated to. But you gave me the honor of coming on my platform to speak on all things that you're passionate about while allowing me to celebrate you and appreciate you for what you've done thus far and what you're going to continue to do, because there's many more things for you to tap into, many more things for you to create. So I can't wait to see all that.
Yes, and it's 11-11, Ashe.
Ashe! You know what I mean? We're manifesting greatness for everybody.
Yes. I thank you for having me. Because I needed this, you know. So I thank you for allowing me to just be in your presence and to allow me on your stage.
Well, 11-11 confirmed that.
Period.
You know what I mean? 11-11 confirmed this episode.
Yep.
I don't think I need to, you know, get rah-rah or anything like that, because I'm still seeing it. 11-11.
Now I just saw 222 fly across.
Man.
You know, we are divine beings. Like, we...
Say that again. We, so everybody in the back can hear you.
We are divine beings. Like, we are the best of the best.
We got Ishinol.
Of the best.
That we should knowledge.
Yes.
Yes, darling. Please, before we go our separate ways, please tell everybody where they can find you on all your social medias, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know what I mean, TikTok, Clubhouse, whatever, you name it. Give them all the your social media handles that they can reach out to you. Please, and if you want to share your email address, your website as well. Give them all access to everything you got going on, because I need them to support everything you got going on. Whether it's from the self-care gift box, self-care boxes, whether it's the self-care boxes, whether it's your podcast, your platform Utopia, and the many more things you create. Please let everybody know where they can follow, support. You know, one hand wash the other. Come on,
absolutely.
Gotta support each other.
So the best way to contact me, I make it really easy for us. You can find me right on Instagram, under Chantel Javon, ChantelJovon. The link is right there in my Instagram. You can find me on Clubhouse. You click that link, and everything that I have going on my Instagram is right there. Where I have one-on-one sessions, teaching you how to start a t-shirt business, where you can buy the self-care box, where you can support the t-shirt, where you can support my t-shirt brand. You can also give donations to support, you know, Utopia Nation. My TikTok is on there. My email address is also on there. So again, my Instagram is Chantel Jovon, ChantelJovon.
Okay. Anything else you would like to share with the people?
Just be great. Just continue to be great. That's all I got. That's all I got. Oh, also, and I gotta find, you know what? Nope, that's on my Instagram too. That's on my Instagram too. Also, my podcast is on there as well. Please check it out. It's Telly's House of Stories, From Pain to Gain.
And I'm telling you, it's really good, guys. Y'all need to give it a listen. I promise you, you'll be thoroughly surprised.
Wow. And it's one of the easiest ways to just get your voice out there, because I started it not even thinking about it. I just did it, and it was just only up from there.
Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. Any parting words?
Just do the damn thing.
That's how you're gonna end it off? Do the
yes.
damn thing?
Do man. The damn thing.
Did you hear what the Queen Chantel Telly Jovan just said? Do the damn thing. Queen, you don't know how much I appreciate you. First and foremost, thank you for coming on. Thank you for making time, you know, to speak to the people. You know, answer these questions because you weren't obligated to, but for the mere fact that you do that, I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you for that wonderful self-care box that my daughter thoroughly enjoys. You know, it was money well spent, and I intend to buy another box.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate you, and thank you for having me again. Thank you for having me on your platform, and this is why I do it, you know. I do it for the kids, I do it for the culture, you know. So,
and I also got to shout you out for supporting Black Matrix. I see you.
Oh, you know, y'all better go out, y'all better support the brother. Y'all better go ahead and cop your Black Matrix, cuz I'm already thinking I need a yellow. I don't know if I saw you had yellow.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah.
You know where you need to go. Just click the link.
Yeah.
Just click that button. Just click that website. Get on that website. You know, I got you.
Yes.
I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna put that bright yellow.
Yeah, me out here looking like a bird.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're gonna be shining.
Yeah, those are my colors, blue and gold. So blue Ooh. And gold. Ooh. That's royalty right there.
Mm. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Not loyalty, royalty,
royalty.
Royalty. Yep, royalty, man. You don't know how much we appreciate you. You know what I mean? The queen herself, the goddess herself, you know, thank you so much to Chantel, aka Telly, you know, for coming in on the check-in, you know. It's been a minute, guys. I know y'all been wondering when I was gonna come out with another episode, but I've been going through so much, you know, good and bad. But the God is back, you know what I mean? I'm coming full force. This is our 31st episode. You already know this is season 3. I hope to have the next episode very, very soon. So stay tuned. I didn't forget about you guys. I love you guys. I love you all. You already know it's the God with many visions. Thanks to our guest, Chantel Telly Jovan. This is Convos with Living Legends, season 3, episode 31. And we out. Peace. I hope.